And this topic is about offering.
当我们使儿女受到奉献的时候，
when the children of God talk about offering,
一般大概有三个意义。
And usually there are three meanings.
第一个意义就是说，我们把我们奉献给神。
And the first one is we give our selves to God.
这是罗马书十二章第一节、第二节所说的。
And it is Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
所以因着主爱我们的缘故，
because God loves us,
所以我们就愿意奉献给主。
We're willing to offer ourselves to God.
这边说的奉献乃是要把我的全权交给他。
And this kind of offering is to transfer the lordship to him.
好让主能够更多的施恩在我们的身上。
So that he can give more blessing to us.
叫我们可以来侍奉他。
That we can serve him.
那第二个意义是说，有一般人被神的爱激励，神来呼召他们。
The second meaning is that there is a group of people that are called by God.
叫他们放下职业而来全心的侍奉他。
That they put down their career and come to worship, to serve God full time.
这也是我们说奉献出来啊，当传道人。
And that's what we say, offer up ourselves to become to work in His ministry.
这个必须要有神的呼召。
And this has to have the calling of God.
而不是说我愿意就可以来服侍。
It's not just because you're willing.
第三就说到金钱财务的奉献。
And the third is about a financial offering.
所以奉献这个词在神儿女们中间大概有这至少有这三方面的用法。
So the word offering in the children among the children of God.Usually have these three meanings.
那今天早上我想要交通的是第三个点。
So this morning I would like to talk to you about the third point.
叫金钱的奉献。
It is a financial offering.
但是我不想用这个词。
But I do not want to say it in that term.
我想要用另外一个称呼。
I would like to use a different term.
叫恩典的交通。
It's the grace and the fellowship of our grace.
圣经里面有两章的圣经讲到那个金钱的奉献。
In the Bible, there are two chapters that talks about financial offerings.
就是刚才吴浩带我们念的哥林多后书。
And it is the what Brother Wu had just led us to read in 2 Corinthians.
第八章和第九章。
Chapter 8 and Chapter 9.
在这里有一个背景。
Here there is a background.
就是说耶路撒冷的教会他们遇见了很大的需要。
And the church of Jerusalem at that time had a big need.
保罗就盼望在哥林多的教会能够帮助他们。
And Paul was hoping that the church of Corinth can help them.
但是在这个时候呢，因为在马其顿的又有马其顿的教会。
And there's also a church in Macedonia.
这个位置大概是这样，我是耶路撒冷在这里。
If Jerusalem is here.
马其顿在这边。
And Macedonia is here.
那哥林多在这里。
And Corinth is here.
那这是三个不同的地方。
And there's three different places.
所以保罗说，耶路撒冷教会的圣徒们遇见了需要。
And the saints in Jerusalem has a need.
他就要盼望哥林多的教会能够在爱的里面能够有金钱上的帮助。
And so Paul was hoping that the church of Corinth in love can help them financially.
但是呢，那马其顿的教会知道了，也愿意在这件事情上有份。
And the church in Macedonia, after they learned about this, they also are willing to.
所以就变成三地的教会在金钱上互相的来往。
And so that means that these three churches have fellowship in finance.
但是保罗当说到这样的交通的时候。
When Paul had this fellowship,
他提到了一个词。
He talked about a term.
这个词叫做恩典。
And this is grace.
请我们一起来看。
And let us turn. Let's look together in the Bible.
哥林多后书第八章。
Second Corinthians chapter 8.
第八章和第九章里面恩典这个字总共出现了十次。
This word in chapter 8 appeared 10 times.
中文读不太出来。
In Chinese, it's not very obvious.
我们来看一下。
Let us look together.
第一处在第一节。
The first one is in chapter, in first verse.
弟兄们，我把神赐给马其顿众教会的恩告诉你们。
And now, brothers, we want you to know about the grace that God had given the Macedonian churches.
这一个恩在原文的意思就是恩典。
And in the original text, it means grace.
还有第四节。
And verse 4.
再三地求我们准他们在这供给圣徒的恩情上有份。
They urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in the service to the saints.
这个恩情就是恩典。
And this sharing is grace.
第六节，因此我劝提多，既然在你们中间开办这慈会的事，就当办成了。
And in verse 6, so we urge Titus, since we had earlier made a beginning to bring also the completion this act of grace on your part.
这慈会的事就是恩典。
And this is act of grace.
第七节也是一样。
And verse 7 is the same.
就当在这慈惠的事上也格外显出满足来。
But just as you excel in everything, that you also excel in this grace of giving.
第五次是在第九节。你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
Verse 9.For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through this poverty might become rich.
十六节，多谢神感动提多的心，叫他待你们殷勤像我一样。
Verse 16, I thank God who put into the heart of Titus the same concern I have for you.
这个多谢神应该说恩典归给神。
And this I thank God should be translated as grace be to God.
第十九节
Verse 19
不但这样，他也被众教会挑选和我们同行，把所托于我们的这先知送到了，可以荣耀主，又表明你们乐意的心。这个先知就是恩典。
Verse 19, what is more, he who had chosen the churches to accompany us as we carry the offering, which we administer in order to honor himself. This administer is also grace.
好，那再下来是在第九章
Chapter 9,
第八节
Verse 8.
神农将各样的恩惠多多地加给你们。
And God is able to make all grace abound to you.
第九次是在十四节。
The ninth time is in verse 9.
十四节。
Verse 14.
他们也因神极大的恩赐显在你们心里。
And in their prayers for your heart,for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God had given to you.
这个极大的恩赐就叫极大的恩典。
And the surpassing grace.
那最后一次，第十次就是感谢神，因他有说不尽的恩赐。
And the last time is thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift.
这个感谢神，像应该说把恩典。
And this thanks is grace be to God.
弟兄姊妹们，当保罗在这两章的圣经里面来讲恩典的时候，
when Paul in these two chapters when he was talking about grace，
实在说这个恩典就是指着把那个财物送出去。
And this was talking about taking their money and sending it away.
另外一方面说，这个恩典是耶稣基督的恩典。
And this grace is the grace of Jesus Christ.
另外还有说要把这个恩典归给神。
And this grace to be to God.
但是很多的地方都说这个恩典是个恩惠。
And many places these this grace is a blessing.
就是他们中间所要办的那个慈惠的事情。
And it is their generosity.
不过我们怎么读的话，它有另外的一些的不同的表示的方式。
And they have other way to show this.
他就说你们的那个所奉献的那个金钱。
And this gift of money.
还有你们的银钱。
And your money.
你们的施舍。
Your giving.
弟兄姊妹，这些都说到一个什么恩典。
And these are all about a grace.
所以保罗说，当你从那边领受了这个恩典，
and when you receive this grace,
当你应该把它有机会的时候，要把它送出去。
And when there is an opportunity, you need to send it out.
这个送出去是一个服事。
And the sending out is a service.
但这也是一个交通。
It's also a fellowship.
好，那当保罗要来讲到这一个恩典的交通的时候，
when Paul talks about this fellowship of grace，
他特别提到这我们会有这个恩典的那个源头，
and he specially talked about the head of this the beginning of this grace。
保罗说你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，
and he said the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣的基督的恩典是什么？
What is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ?
他本来是富足的。
He originally was rich.
却为你们成了贫穷。
And for our sake became poor.
那这个贫穷做什么？
And why is he poor?
好让我们能够记着他的贫穷。
So that through his poverty,
可以成为富足。
We can become rich.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道我们主耶稣他本来就是富足的。
And brothers and sisters, you know our Lord, he originally is rich.
我不知道弟兄姊妹们还记得冯牧师在那讲到耶稣基督是神的儿子。
Do you remember Reverend Fay talked to us about that Jesus Christ is the Son of God?
说到他就是承受宇宙万有的那一位。
He is the one who inherits the entire universe.
那这整个的宇宙的万有是借着他来创造的。
The entire universe was created.
也是借着他造的。
And it was created through him.
也是为着他来造的。
And created for him.
最后还是要归给他。
And finally, it has to belong to him.
如果我们从圣经上别的情形来描述。
And if we from other places in the Bible, we can describe.
他说千山的牛，万山的羊，都是属于他的。
And all the thousands of cattle and sheep is all belong to him.
那我们的神还有一个名字叫做以利沙代。
And Lord also has a name.
以利沙代。
El Shaddai.
他的意思就是说全主全丰全有的神。
And he is one that has all.
而且他在诸天之上夺得的尊荣，是吧？天使天君都在那边敬拜他。
And all the angels and hosts in heaven all worship him.
但是有一天，
one day,
他把诸天所有的荣耀所有的丰富都撇下去。
He shed all the glory and riches of all the heavens.
他来到这一个地下，
and he came to this world.
成为人，
and became man.
圣经说，当他来到地上的时候，
when he came to this world,
他有一个记号，
he has a sign.
那个记号是个婴孩，
This sign is a child.
这个有一抱着一块布。
In swaddling cloth.
卧在马槽里。
Laying in a manger.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道当你在想到这一幅的图画的时候。
When you think of this picture.
有什么感想？
What is your, how do you feel?
那实在是一个贫穷的记号。
And this is a sign of poverty.
但是当他来到地上。
But when he came to this world.
你发现虽然他贫穷。
Even though he was poor.
但是他却从他的身上把许多的丰富都留给那些有需要的人。
But through him, abundance came through him to those who have needs.
他可以叫病人得着医治。
He can let those who are sick be healed.
他可以叫饥饿的人怎么样得着饱足。
And those who are hungry.
他可以叫死亡的人可以复活。
He can have those who are dead come alive.
他可以叫心灵忧伤难过绝望的人怎么样重新得着盼望。
And those who are hopeless have hope.
但是有一天他被挂在十字架上。
One day he is hung on the cross.
这是他成为贫穷的地方。
And that is when he has become poor.
兵丁分他的外衣。
And the soldiers all took his cloak.
为他的礼衣研究。
And they cast lots on his tunic.
弟兄姊妹，当主耶稣被挂在十字架上，
And when he was hung on the cross,
可以说所有的都给出去了，
And everything that he had, he gave away.
连他的命都给出去了，
And even his life.
他在那里成了一个贫穷，
There he became poor.
但是是为着你，为着我成为贫穷，
And it's because of our sake.
他说什么东西都给出去了，
and he gave everything,
连他的命都给出去了，
even his life.
这个贫穷还有另外一个意义，
and this poor has another meaning.
他说他因软弱被挂在十字架上，
and because of he is weak, he is
不仅仅他身上的东西都给了，连他的力量，连他的能力怎么样都给出去了，
even his power.He gave away.
谁能把他钉在十字架上的？
Who can nail him on the cross?
他说是他甘心情愿的。
It's because he is willing to do so.
罗马的政权可以把他钉十字架吗？
Who can nail him on the cross?
犹大卖他就可以把他钉在十字架上吗？
Judah can put him on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，他身上有一个软弱。
And he is in
him. 好像所有的人都可以欺负他。
It's like everybody can take advantage of him.
而他被钉在十字架上。
When he was hung on the cross.
是为着要把我们拯救出来。
It's to save us from sin.
啊，这一个贫穷还有一个意义。
And this poor has another meaning.
当他被挂在十字架。
When he was hung on the cross,
他成为一个最低微的人。
He became one who's the lowest.
你知道一个低微是什么人都可以碰他的。
And when you're low, everybody can touch you.
弟兄姊妹，如果你来读主耶稣被钉在十字架上那一段的情形。
And when you read about Jesus when he was crucified on the cross,
每一个人都可以欺负主耶稣。
And everyone can take advantage of him.
强盗可以欺负他。
The robber can.
兵丁可以欺负他。
The soldiers.
过路的人可以欺负他。
Those who are on the side of the road.
弟兄姊妹，什么意思？他站在一个最低微的地位。
Because he is in a very low position.
好像所有的人都可以来践踏他。
And everybody can step on him.
但是弟兄姊妹，请你记得。
But brothers and sisters, please remember.
主耶稣是为我们成为贫穷。
But he became poor for our sake.
他站在一个最低微的地位。
He stand in the lowest position.
好让有一天。
The one day.
有人要来靠近他的时候。
when somebody comes close to him,
他说, 他比我更低微,
he becomes lower than we are.
我来投靠他,
and I can come to him.
我可以来接近他,
and I can come close to him.
我他高高在上, 我没有办法接近他。
If he is high up, I cannot come close to him. He stands in the lowest position. And he stands as the poorest person.
圣经里面,
and in the New Testament, they talk about poverty, there's two kinds.
有一种贫穷啊, 就是我虽然日子还可以过得去,
one kind is, well, even though I'm poor, I can still live.
但是还有一种都穷啊,
and the other kind of poor,
过不去了,
and you cannot continue.
怎么, 必须要跟人家什么, 讨换啊,
you have 跟他, to beg.
跟他求情才可以, 才可以生活,
you have to beg in order to live.
那一个穷啊,
and that poor.
弟兄们又想到主耶稣的穷，既然是穷到这样的一个穷的地步。
And this poverty is to that position, to that point.
是为着有一天你我发现我很穷的时候。
And one day if we find that we're very poor,
有一个人比我更穷。
There's one person who is more poor than we are.
那个人就是耶稣基督。
And this person is our Lord Jesus Christ.
你知道穷人啊, 不敢, 不太敢跟有钱人的来往。
And poor people doesn't like to associate with rich people.
但是穷人啊, 可以比他更穷的人啊,
but poor people can associate with each other.
主耶稣在整个人类的中间成了个最穷的人。
And our Lord Jesus Christ becomes the poorest person in
mankind.
And one day when we discover that we are poor, we can come close to him.
啊, 主耶稣成为贫穷,
our Lord becomes poor, does that mean he has nothing?
不,
no.
他说, 这个贫穷我们可以成为富足。
But through this poverty we can become rich.
为什么? 因为他死了, 他就从死里面复活。
Because he died and he was resurrected.
而且他带着一个人的形象在那升上高天去。
And through he become man, but he can rise to heaven.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣从天上来是个最神圣的时候。
This is the holiest of times when Jesus come to this world.
但是他升上天上去的时候，是最荣耀的时候。
When he rise to the heaven, it is the most glorious time.
如果我们从圣经来看，他升上高天。
When he goes to heaven,
神把那个超乎万名之上的名赐给他。
He gave him the name above all names.
神把天上地上所有的权柄赐给他。
He gave him all the authority in the world.
神把应许给亚伯拉罕的那个福赐给他。
He gave him the blessing that was promised to Abraham.
就是圣灵。
And that is the Holy Spirit.
神立他为承受万有子。
And he became inheritance of all.
他本来就是承受万有的。
He originally was.
但是今天因着我们成了贫穷,
because he, we become poor.
他又从死里面复活以后,
and he goes to heaven.
他再来承受万有。
He once again inherit all.
所以主耶稣说的, 父已经把万有交给他。
And Father gave him everything.
弟兄们, 整个的宇宙万有,
and the whole universe is to him.
王权在他的手里面,
and the kingship is in his
hand. 他握住阴间和死亡的钥匙,
and he held the keys.
他带着冠冕,
and he,
他坐在宝座上,
he sits on the throne.
兄弟们，他承受的太丰富了。
His inheritance is too abundant.
而这些的丰富是为了要来赐给我们。
And this abundance is to give to us.
但是他如果是那么的高超，那么丰富。
But if he is in such high places, how can we reach him?
这一位丰富荣耀的主，他也是一个曾经为了我成为最贫穷的主。
This Lord who is rich and glorious, he, for us, he, for our sake, he becomes poor.
也成为一个最低微的主。
He become one of the lowest persons.
弟兄姊妹，当你有需要的时候，你可以来。 碰他这个低微处。
And when we have need, we can come to him.
你可以来接触他，当最贫穷的地方。
And we can touch him, and when he is the poor.
当你跟他连在一起的时候。
When we connect with him,
他可以叫你成为丰富。
He can ask us to.
我们可以借助他的贫穷成为富足。
And because of his poor, we can become rich.
这是主耶稣的恩典。
And this is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天他在这个恩典的里面。
And in this grace,
叫我们可以得着永远的生命。
He let us have everlasting
life. 在这恩典的里面，我们这个罪人可以成为神的儿女。
And a sinner can become the children of God.
叫我们这些穷人啊。
And those of us who are poor.
因为我们所拥有的都是暂时的。
Because everything that we have is going to die.
但是可以因着他的恩典得到那个永远的产业。
Because of his grace, we have the everlasting inheritance.
所以他可以把属灵的祝福，那个属世的祝福都赐给我们。
And he can give us spiritual blessings and worldly blessings.
所以保罗说，这是耶稣基督的恩典。
And Paul said this is the grace of our Lord.
就是我们从他那里领受了祝福。
And we get this blessing from him.
那我们现在可以把这个恩典，从他来的那个恩典，我们就可以送出去。
And then we can take this grace that is from him, we can send it out.
所以这就是保罗说的，说当你们不仅仅属灵上丰富啊。
And this is what Paul said, that not only are we rich in spirit,
你们财务上也丰富的。
And we're also rich in our finance.
现在我交通给你。
Today I have fellowship with you.
有些地方有需要。
Some and places that have needs.
神都不能借着赐给你们的恩典流出去。
Can we, through the grace that come from God,
把这个恩典
flow out,
分出去
and share it?
这个叫恩典的交通。
This is the fellowship of grace.
那么当我们这样交通的时候，有一些的原则。
And there are some principles here.
第一，他说，圣经说，施比受更为有福。
And the Bible tells us that it is more blessed to give than to receive.
这是主耶稣说的。
And this is what Jesus said.
在这里说到两种的福啊。
And here it talks about two kinds of blessings.
给出去是一个祝福。
And it is a blessing to give.
接受也是一个祝福。
To receive is also a blessing.
比如说有些人啊，很愿意给。
Some people, they are very willing to give.
但是有些人啊，也很吝啬，不肯给。
And some people does not want to give.
我有一个朋友啊，他就是喜欢给。
A friend who loves to give.
但是等到有一天有人要给他的时候，他知道吗？他生气了。
And but one day somebody wants to give him something.
他说我就是只有给的份啊，我没有办法收啊。
He said, I can only give, I cannot receive.
弟兄姊妹们，如果你不肯收的话，你那个尊严也是叫你不能够成为富足。
And if you are not to receive, then you will not be rich.
那有些人啊，也不好意思接受。
Some people are not, they don't like to receive.
那还有些人啊，接受了以后，哎，他们还要再更多的得着。
And some wants to receive, but they receive want to receive more. And that's greed.
但是主耶稣都发出来啊，施比受更为有。
But our Lord tells us that it is more blessed to be to give than to receive. We have to know how to give.
或者有一天我们有需要的时候，也能够懂得可以来接受。
And one day if we have need, we also need to know how to receive.
所以这是一个原则的，因为你
this is a principle.
因为有恩典，你才有。
Because of grace, that's how we can have.
当你有了以后，你才能够给出去。
And when we have it, then we can.
So Paul says,
if Paul tells us that if we're willing to do,
是照着我们所有的,
it's according to what we have.
因为这个所有的就是恩典,
And what we have is
grace.
If you say, I don't have any, how can I give it out?
那另外说, 当我们要给出去的时候,
when we want to give it out,
圣经上你告诉我们说,
and we have to sow according to the Holy Spirit.
圣经好美啊，当那个金钱啊，当你送出去的时候，我是在圣灵的里面送出去。
If we send out the money in the Holy Spirit,
这些钱像种子一样送撒种。
And this money would be like seed.
那我们就可以从神那边得着永生。
And we can receive everlasting life from God.
他说也是说这个这样的都种出去什么？就种什么？种送出去。
When we send it out, it's like sowing.
还有你可以从神那边收到那个公义，神用义成为我们的报答。
And God uses righteousness to be our to be the reward.
那另外，当我们那个恩典送出去的时候
，And when the grace is sent out，
他说要出于乐意
，And we have to be willing，
不要出于勉强
，And not be forced，
也不要做难
，And it should not be difficult。
或者你说，哎，你要送出去，你要奉献，说，哎呀，好难过，舍不得， 不要。
And if you want to offer and you feel that you cannot spare it, don't do that. You have to give in joy.
他说少种的少说，多种的多说。
And those who sow sparingly is one who reaps sparingly.
他说这个多种的多说啊。
Those who sow abundantly will receive abundantly.
在原文的意思是说，你种祝福怎么样，就可以收祝福。
And the original text means that if you sow grace,
你有想到那个恩典送出去的时候，像一个种子种下去，这一个种下去是个祝福。
And do you think that when you give out, it's like sowing the seed of blessing?
你种的祝福多，收的祝福就多。
And when you sow blessing more abundantly in blessing, then you will reap blessing.
他说。 兼得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。
And it's also said if you, God loves those who give.
好奇怪，神说，你怎么知道神爱你呢？
How do you know God loves?
他说在这里有几次说，如果你兼得乐意，
if you give willingly，
就是说当这个恩典你要送出去，要欢欢喜喜的给出去。
And you give it out with a joyful heart.
这样的人是神所爱的。
This is the type of people that God loves.
从来没有想到说金钱的这样摆上去哦，会成为一个叫神所喜爱。
And you don't never think about that. If you give out your money, it is then you'll be loved by God.
那另外他说少种的少收。
And those who sow sparingly will reap sparingly.
所以有人就说，哎呀，我要奉献的时候，我要奉多少啊？
So some people say, how much do I give in my offering?
其实照保罗说的，不要勉强。
And according to Paul, you should not.
但是圣经在旧约的里面也给我们看见。
And also in the Bible, it shows us.
他说，你们奉献的时候，怎么样把十分之一奉上，献上。
And when you offer, then offer one tenth.
所以我就在想说，如果要把新旧约把它合在一起的话。
If I take the New Testament and the Old Testament and put it together,
那多种的多收没有问题。
If you sow abundantly, you can also reap.
那少种的话呢，少到多少？
And if you sow sparingly, how?
如果我们能够少到十分之一的话，
if it is ten, one tenth.
那这样的话，我们也遵守神的话语。
And then we also follow the word of God.
但是怎么样，不要勉强。
But do not give unwillingly.
不要做难。
It should not be difficult for you.
那另外，请弟兄姊妹们，金钱本来就是中性的东西。
Money is neutral.
但是我可以把它分别为圣。
But I can set it apart to be holy.
当早上在唱诗歌的时候，五号给我们说 ，Holy, Holy, Holy。
And this morning when we were singing Saint Inspiration, Brother Wu led us in
singing
holy, holy, holy.
我们这个人要分别为圣，归给神。
And Lord, did we set ourselves apart?
留我们从神那两手得着的恩典。
And those who, that grace that we get from God,
我们也要把它分别为圣。
We need to set it apart.
让这个钱像种子一样可以种下去。
That it can be like seed that can be sowed.
让这个金钱能够像祝福一样能够送出去。
And this money can be like blessing that we can send out.
最后，请我们来看一处的圣经。
Finally, let us look at a scripture.
在第八节，不，第八章。
It's Second Corinthians chapter 8.
第五节。
Verse 5.
我们同声一起来念。
Let us read it together. And they did not do as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord and then to us, in keeping with God's will.
这将保罗告诉我们一个奉献的一个态度。
And here, Paul tells us the attitude that we should have in offering.
就是把我这个人先奉献给神。
Is to first give themselves to God.
当我的主权交给他了。
When I give our lordship to God.
那么我的所有的东西，我也一起把它献给神。
And everything that we have, we give to God.
然后神再把这东西归给有需要的人。
And then God gives it to the needy.
所以这边恩典的交通有一个原则，把。我们先献给神。
And so there is a principle we need to first give ourselves to God.
啊，再怎么样归给有需要的人。
Then it will be given to the ones who have need.
弟兄们，这是一个很美的一个交通。
And this is a very beautiful fellowship.
叫我们可以跟神有一个来往。
So we can have fellowship with our God.
所以保罗就说，当你甘心乐意的献上。
And Paul said, when you are willing to give,
当你这个人是神所爱的人，
then you are one who is loved by God.
但另外一方面，当有人接受，
and on the other hand, when those who receive,
他说他会把感谢献给神，
he would give thanks to God.
很可能他知道这个人是神借着谁恩待他。
And maybe this person knows that who God was using.
也可能他不知道是谁。
Maybe he doesn't know.
但是他要学习的，一面感谢神，一面为那奉献的人为他们祷告。
The person who received must learn how to thank God and also pray for the person who gave.
可以借着一个物质的交通。
Through a material fellowship,
带进属灵里面的交通
to lead us into spiritual fellowship.
这实在是一个很美的事情。
And this is a very beautiful thing.
我想圣经上有一个例子。
And in the Bible, there is an example.
那个就是有一个寡妇。
There was a widow.
她有一天去奉献。
And one day she went to offer.
那主耶稣那天主耶稣很奇怪，他就坐在那看看奉献的人。
And Jesus was standing there watching.
有一次我读到那里的时候，我是觉得这是一个很美的一段的圣经的记载。
And when I read that passage, I thought it was a very beautiful passage.
很多人去奉献是把他们多余的献上去。
And many people, when they go to offer, they give them what they have extra.
但是主耶稣坐在那里无动于衷。
And Jesus didn't have any expression.
但是有一个寡妇，有个穷寡妇的。
And there's a poor widow came.
当她把她养生的献上。
And she gave what her living.
她说就是一个大钱。
And it is a penny.
一个大钱就等于两个小钱。
It's like two penny.
她就把它放在那一个奉献箱里。
And then he put it into the offering box.
数量不多。
It's not much.
但是很有重量。
But it has a lot of quality.
放下去。
And when she put it in.
但是在主耶稣的心里面产生一个一声那么响亮的声音。
And in the heart of Jesus, it became a loud noise.
他知道在这里有一个人爱他。
He knows that here there's somebody who loves
her. 把他一些养生的都投上去。
And give her her living.
弟兄们，有人做了一个统计。
And somebody did some survey.
他说他这个寡妇奉献是百分之百。
And this widow has given 100%.
啊，其他人是把多余的献上。
And other people give what is extra to.
有些是百分之一，有些百分之二，有些百分之什么知道的百分之都有百分，但是不会到百分之百。
It's not 100%.
所以当我们看见一个把你全心摆上。
So when we see we can give every, all we have.
那是神所应纳的。
It is what God would be.
而且那个奉献是那么欢欢喜喜的摆上去。
And our giving is willing.
啊，弟兄姊妹，当我交通这个题目。
And when I talk to you about this topic.
是因为在美国九一一发生的事情。
It's because of what happened on September 11th.
所以有许多人弟兄姊妹很盼望能够在这边有份。
And many brothers and sisters willing to have.
有没有弟兄也在那样报告？我们要怎么样在这些的事情里面有份
？And Brother Emil had announced how we can be part of that.
那另外一方面也因着这件事，美国有一段的这一段的时间都不景气。
And even in this time, there's some the economy is not so good.
所以又有很多的人失业。
And many people lose their job.
所以弟兄姊妹，若是我们知道有些弟兄姊妹们有需要的话
，And if we know of brothers and sisters that have needs,
我们也盼望能够有一个恩典的摆上。
And we hope that you will put forth grace.
有一个恩典的交通。
Have a fellowship in grace.
不仅仅属灵上有交通，在财务上我们也彼此有交通。
Not only we have fellowship spiritually, but we also have.
好，让我们今天富足的可以帮助有缺乏。
So that today those who are rich can help those who are in need.
或许有一天他们度过难处，有他们成为富足。
And maybe one day through this hard times, they can become rich again.
那富足的人可能也有需要了。
And then those who are rich may have needs.
他们也可以来帮助他们。
And they can be helped too.
保罗把这一个蒙恩的路摆在我们的跟前。
And Paul give us this due of grace.
所以当我想到说奉献原来是有那么美。
And this offering is so beautiful.
那么是。
And it's good.
同时呢，我对于金财务的奉献，我的观念改变。
And there's a change in my heart to looking at offerings.
我记得我刚刚信耶稣的时候，那有弟兄告诉我，哎，弟兄啊，你要十分之一奉献。
When I first become a Christian, brothers tell me that I have to give a tenth.
因为那时候刚刚拿到奖学金。
And I have just received scholarship.
就算一算，哎呀，十分之一啊，哇，好难。
So I looked at one tenth. That's very difficult.
在教会里面有说，哎呀，神的儿女要把十分之一奉献给神。
And in the church, I have children of God has to tithe.
这些都是神的话语。
And these are all words of God.
我们应该去遵守。
We have to follow.
但是我发现我自己还有些都弟兄姊妹，就是好像很做难。就像保罗做难
，and it's very difficult for some brothers and sisters.
有时候觉得很勉强
，and it's like forcing yourself to do it.
有时候不甘心
，and sometimes not willing.
特别很急需的时候，哎呀，很需要钱的时候，又还要再奉献，哇，那真是很难。
And especially when you need money, that and you still have to offer.
但是亲爱的弟兄们，班说这是个恩典。
That brothers and sisters, this is a grace.
当你从神那边领受了
，when you receive it from God，
你给出去
，and you give it out。
我想到这是恩典
，this is grace。
用什么？那个作难，那个不甘心，那个勉强的，那个感觉都消失。
And all those difficult decisions is all gone。
欢欢喜喜的摆在主的手里。
And joyfully you put it in the hands of the Lord.
实在是一个很美的事。
It is a very beautiful thing.
最后像保罗说感谢神。
Finally, like Paul said, we have to thank God.
因他有说不尽的恩赐。
Because he has unspeakable gifts.
所以在这里奉献或者是恩典的交通。
And here, offering or the fellowship of grace.
至少我们可以看见四个点。
And we can see four points.
第一，这是一个，这是一个恩典。
This is a blessing.
第二，这是一个交通。
This is a fellowship.
第三，这是一个祝福。
And it is a blessing.
第四，这是一个服事。
And this is a service.
啊，没有想到，原来侍奉神也可以借着金钱来服事他。
And we can through money to serve the Lord.
那就说施比受更为有福。
It is more blessed to give than to receive.
我想神把这个恩典留给我们。
And God gives us His grace.
我想是每一个神儿女的特权。
It's our privilege for every children of God.
这个特权是要叫我们蒙恩典。
And this privilege is so that we can have grace.
叫我们得祝福。
And we can have blessing.
但愿我们能够在这样的事上有份。
And I hope that we can have portion in this type of matter.
但愿圣灵带领我们在这样的事上多有学习。
And may the Holy Spirit lead us in learning how to do this.
好让我们能够因耶稣基督的贫穷成为丰富。
So that we can become rich through our Lord Jesus Christ's poverty.
我们也可以因着他的丰富更丰富。
And through his rich, we can become even richer.
请我们低头，有点祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
让前五号弟兄带我们。
Brother Wu, lead us in prayer.
Lord, we thank you. You are truly a giver of grace. Lord, we need grace. Ask you to give us more grace. Lord, we also need more grace, so that you can give us grace to give us your grace out.早上求你祝福这些的话语，让我们住在你话语的里面，求圣灵来指教我们，让我们在你的话语中有更多的认识和操练，好让我们能够在你面前多多的蒙恩，也让我们能够领受这个施比受更有福的福分，与我们同在，向我们的心说话，祷告奉主耶稣的名，阿们。我们请起立唱诗歌637首。